Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Alice in Winterland is officially sold out, so now your only way in is to listen so you can win some tickets. This week we have the tickets and turkeys, which is awesome. So you get like a $100 gift card for Safeway, so you can get they'll cook your Thanksgiving meal for you, and of course tickets to the show, which is very exciting. So that's at 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. Be listening for your chance.
Please don't send me dirty pictures.
That is actually an actual dirty picture of a pube on the board. There is a pube on this board. I just sent you the picture.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I look over, I'm like, what's that? Oh, it's a pube. And Vinny goes, oh, no, that's probably from someone's beard or that's, you know, something. And I'm like, no, man, someone scratched their balls and then touched the board.
Oh, man.
I know. You got a Kleenex? Oh, I have a Kleenex.
Okay.
I'm getting this pube off of here. Can't be looking at that all morning. Ugh. Did I get it? Yeah. All right, now I can start the show. By the way, the children, you guys, Toys for Tots.
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty of families out there who are less fortunate than you are, and if you can imagine not be, you know, having to really seriously disappoint your kids at Christmas time, you can see why we need you to bring a new unwrapped toy to Alice in Winterland with you. And there are receptacles for Toys for Tots donations all over the world.
Lots of places,
right. I mean, it's not just here in the Bay Area, obviously, it's everywhere. So pick up a couple of new unwrapped toys you can drop into a receptacle, and we welcome those and we'll take them at Alice in Winterland. We ask that you.
We like to take credit for your generous donations. So if you could bring them to our drive,
bring them to our thing,
that'd be the best
Vinny,
place
we
to go.
Have our promotions team. Michelle has set up. Dez is going today to Specialized
in
Morgan Hill to go pick up 10 bicycles.
Nice.
Oh, thank you so much, Specialized.
So we have Carmela and Kelly helping us out on that.
When I talked, I don't know if I can
Carmela's
say this.
Carmela's amazing.
Carmela's the best. We've known her forever. She works at Specialized and has always been so generous with our with our drives.
Beyond.
And I, like I've said before, I think the best gift you can give someone a bike or a skateboard, where they now not only are getting their exercise, they have transportation, and it's their fun. It was all those things for me when I was young.
You couldn't be a kid without a bike.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to get anywhere? Run after your friends on their bikes?
Can I ride on the handlebars?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Remember that? You'd ride someone on the back or ride them on the front.
Specialized, though, someone I know there was like, come here. You know how things sort of went sideways on us?
Yeah.
It was too late when it came up. But when I told them what was going on, that we'd had a little bit of a bump in the road, they were like, oh, come here. We'll have you guys. And I was like, well, we can't it's a lot to put together. And it's not. No, next year. But right now it ain't happening.
The carpet got yanked a little and we're scrambling. But we have some really great ideas, and this one idea that we have, we're hoping happens, because I think that'll raise a lot of money, and it'll be fun, and people will get some good stuff out of it.
Yeah, if it happens, I'm hoping maybe the first week of December, I'm going to meet with the Marines next week, so we'll see if it can happen.
Okay, let's start the trash. Here we go. Stormy Daniels lawyer Michael Avenatti. This guy. I don't like him.
He had it written all over him from the beginning.
I want to be famous.
But somehow, and I know this is the way our society is now, but for a guy, a lawyer out of nowhere, who we'd already done the story that he was thrown out of his building where they were doing their, where the practice actually was, because they hadn't paid the rent or something. But this guy, he's just got it written all over him. You know, what is it? Smarmy is the word you used for Gavin?
He is smarmy, and he's... But he's worse than that. He seems a little bit sleazy.
Yeah.
Like, I will say that Gavin is smarmy, but does not seem sleazy. This guy has always... And it wasn't just that he was her lawyer. It was that he was so psyched he was her lawyer. Like, he was on all the news talk shows.
And
he was
trying to be everywhere. On the late night talk shows.
He considered himself a celebrity
lawyer.
Well,
and then, and this is what I was about to just say, it's one of those things where I guess if you get enough people listening to you and you're on TV, you can just float the idea that you might run for president.
Right.
And people start repeating that.
Yeah, that was being talked about for a while. Like, well, why not? Why not anyone at this point? Then there was a thing with the Mooch. Him and Scaramucci were going to do a lawyer TV talk show thing.
That what happened was getting with that?
Nothing. What do you think happened with it? It went away, just like all this guy's other harebrained ideas. So he's been arrested. He has been arrested for felony domestic violence. It's not exactly clear what happened, although TMZ has kind of a breakdown on it. Let me walk you through that one. Theirs is pretty complete. Let's see.
Alyssa Milano broke her arm pulling it away from this guy.
Oh, tell me that. I don't know that.
She was someone who had gotten right up next to him with her arm around him. They were doing protests at the White House together.
Uh-huh.
And then this news breaks and she's like...
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, listen...
Oh, my God, I can't get away fast enough.
There are conspiracy theorists now who are saying that this is a setup because Trump hates this guy, obviously. Mm-hmm. And that this whole thing is a big setup. And
by
that,
who? The LAPD?
By who? Don't ask me. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. Uh-huh. They're just saying that this woman is a plant and that this is a made-up thing.
What, isn't it his ex-wife?
It's not his ex-wife, it turns out.
Oh.
Because that was initially what
That's
everyone
what I read.
Thought. And I don't know if she's ex or is his estranged wife.
I think it is
wife.
His ex. Lisa Avenatti is her name.
Okay, so are they? So they're divorced then fully? So this is another woman. So he was arrested Wednesday.
She filed for divorce in December of 2017.
But that's not the woman.
In this story.
Okay.
Although initial reports did say it was his estranged or ex, whatever she is, wife.
Yeah,
so he was arrested yesterday. A woman filed a felony domestic violence report. Her face was swollen and bruised with red marks on both cheeks. This incident started on Tuesday night, and then there was another confrontation Wednesday between the two at some exclusive apartment building in Century City in L.A. So on Wednesday afternoon, the woman was on the sidewalk on her cell phone with sunglasses covering her eyes, sobbing and screaming on the phone, "I can't believe you did this to me. I'm going to get a restraining order against you." Security brought her inside the building, took her upstairs, and Michael, according to this report, showed up 5 minutes later, ran into the building, screaming repeatedly, "She hit me first." We're told he angrily added, "This is bull ass. This is effing bull ass." He then tried to get into the elevator. Security denied him access. Cops showed up and escorted him into a corner of the apartment lobby. They spoke for about 7 to 10 minutes, took him into custody. A source at law enforcement says that on Tuesday, Avenatti kicked this woman out of the apartment, and that's when the alleged domestic violence occurred. She went back to the apartment on Wednesday to get her stuff and called police. So police were there on scene already because she had said, "I'm going to go get my stuff, and I would like
an escort.
He is, as of yesterday, he was in custody. I have no idea if he's gotten himself out yet. The woman was not his estranged wife, according to TMZ. Oh, here it is. He got out on bail last night. He held a news conference where he said, "I have never struck a woman. I will never strike a woman." And he said he's looking forward to the investigation, is confident he'll be fully exonerated. So there you go. A little drama, a little more drama. That's the kind of publicity the guy doesn't want because he loves publicity.
It may have stopped his presidential run.
Oh, you think?
Well, I don't know. Look at the people we've had.
Yeah. Nothing stops anything anymore.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey.
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 Emma Stone. Hey.
I really, really, really like her.
Me too.
Me too.
I think she's great.
Yeah.
She seems to have a good sense of humor. Uh-huh. Even like when I see her on talk shows and stuff, like she goes on Fallon a lot and she's just got kind of a good sense of herself and who she is.
And she just seems so open and just like takes on whatever. Like,
of course, she's an actress. She could just be playing that role.
True, right. But
you know, she might be a quivering, you know, gin drinking.
mean bitch.
Right, but, right, whatever.
She just seems really great.
No, she does seem great. And she has not appeared nude on screen.
Oh, never
Until now. And she says it was her idea.
Oh.
So she's just, I guess, one of those actresses who somehow made it this far in her career without ever having to show her boobs. We saw your boobs. We saw your boobs. There's a movie called The Favorite, which I've seen a trailer or two for this, and it looks like my kind of movie. It's a period piece. It's about a queen.
Mary, Queen of Scots.
Okay. And apparently she was a lesbian. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Because she's got a couple girls hanging around. Oh. One of them is Emma Stone, and one of them is Rachel Weisz. They're not saying who plays the queen here. Oh, yeah, so
I think Margot Robbie's in it as well.
Oh, is she the queen? Fantastic. Yeah. So I guess, you know, whoever's the best in bed is the favorite. I don't know. But the favorite is the
That's
is
quite the
name
stable,
of it.
Though, huh?
Well, you know, when you're the queen, you got your pick of the litter. She's probably like one of those like horse-faced English women that no one even knows. They're like, let's get someone ugly to play the queen, Mary, Queen of Scots. That way it'll be even better when the hot chicks are in there. They'll look even hotter. So it comes out a week from tomorrow, and whether it's good or not, it'll always be known for the first time Emma Stone showed her boobies.
So do you have the picture?
On film. No, I don't
What? There's no leaks?
Do you?
So Margot Robbie's not in it, but Taylor Swift's boyfriend's in it.
Joe
Alwyn.
No one knows that guy.
He's the current boyfriend. I thought it was going to be Loki was in it.
Oh, Rachel Weisz. Yeah, is also.
So the movie's about a power struggle between Emma Stone's character and Rachel Weisz's character as they try to seize power by manipulating and seducing the Queen of England. So they were filming a scene where Rachel walks in to find Emma in bed with the queen.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, tawdry. Emma says, I had this sheet up around me, and as we were shooting it and we did a few takes, I said, can I please just be naked? I think it's going to give Rachel's character something to look at when she sees that I'm not just under the sheet covered up. Like to walk in and have someone brazenly be, you know, an arm
out
slung
there.
Out with her boobs hanging out. She says, I chose to do it. I was like, this makes sense to me. She wouldn't be all tucked in and demure. She'd be like, yeah, this is what's going on.
You know, as an actor,
Vinny, you are an actor.
I've had
course.
A similar feeling. Mm. I was in a scene where I was like, I'd be smoking here. This character smokes. And the director agreed with me and we changed the scene. But it was one of those moments where I knew my character.
This is what my character needs to be doing.
Right.
This would make more sense.
Her and I.
Let me just really quickly run to the 7-Eleven and get a pack of cigarettes, even though I haven't smoked.
Well,
in eight
they weren't
years.
Ready for the shot yet. He said he'd send someone for them, but I was like,
I
got
pick
this.
My own out.
I'll get. I know I what my
the,
character.
I need
wants.
The American spirit.
Right. The exact brand.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna get in the role by smoking half the pack.
I didn't smoke half
there.
The pack.
Well, to your credit, you didn't go back. So.
No. And I didn't smoke half the pack, but. And I, you know what? Unfortunately, it didn't feel good. I wish I would have liked it more.
Mm. You looked like you were enjoying it.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
I haven't seen it, but.
I sent you a link.
But my character would have liked it. So then I guess I did a good job in that scene.
Mm. Great. Well, you are quite the actor. I don't know how we're so lucky to have you stuck around on this show and you should be up, you know. On Hollywood Boulevard somewhere. A star on the Walk of Fame.
Is it the Face for Radio thing, Vin?
You know what happened to me yesterday?
What happened?
So it was just me and the baby for like almost 2 hours. And at one point, she's like doing stuff. She rolls over now.
Oh, boy.
And she's got a good grip. That little girl grabbed onto my nose as I'm holding her like this. She grabs onto my beak. And digging in with her nails. Like, I can't.
honk, honk. Trying to pull her off.
So to your point, yes, the giant nose probably isn't going to go over on film too well.
You'd be great. You're a character actor.
God.
They want people with unusually large noses and faces.
Jesus.
Did she let go on her
own? No, she did, but she held on for a while, and I was really troubled. Like,
that'll make your eyes water.
When I also was like, that girl needs her nails cut.
Oh.
Because there was...
Well, they'll cut their own faces up if they...
Yeah.
You know.
Seen it.
So, anyway, you're probably right. Not a face for the silver screen.
I didn't say that. I think you could be on the silver screen. When you were a kid, did you watch Little House on the Prairie?
I've seen it, for sure.
Anybody else? None of you guys?
What's the question again?
Little House on the Prairie?
Very little.
Oh,
very
God.
Little.
I religiously watched that
I didn't
show.
Religiously watch it, but I'm very familiar with...
Laura?
Who was the family that owned the merchant
the
store?
Olsons.
The Olsons.
Hold
was
on.
That mean
is it Natalie
girl?
Olson? Yeah.
Nellie. Nellie was the little girl.
Nellie was so mean to
they
everyone.
They were the richest. And the mother, remember what a bitch she was?
Yep.
Well, she died.
Oh, that's where we were going?
Bitch died?
What's her name?
In the show, she was Harriet Olson. O-L-E-S-O-N. Olson. Her name in real life is Catherine Scotty McGregor.
Scotty.
Maybe because her last name's McGregor. Scotty McGregor. McGregor. McGregor.
That's kind of cute, actually.
So, Catherine Scotty McGregor, she was the mom of Nellie. Mm-hmm. Is Nellie, and there was
a little boy.
Was that Albert? Or was Albert a kid who came...
I don't know.
...to live with the prairie people?
What you would know.
What was their last name?
I could tell you less than three times have I watched that show.
Ingalls.
Ingalls.
Yeah. It was the Ingalls family.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad. I loved that show so much. Anyway, she was 93, so there's no cause of death listened, but listed. Melissa Gilbert, who played Little Half Pint on the show.
Is she right now the president of SAG-AFTRA? Or is that Gabrielle Union?
Gabrielle
Carteris.
Yeah.
I don't know who the president is right now.
Laura Ingalls used to be the president.
Still Gabrielle. Yeah, for the longest time, huh?
Yeah.
And she was married to Bruce Boxleitner?
Yeah. That's right. Did they break up? I think they did. Anyway, Melissa Gilbert said, the thing people outside of our prairie family didn't know was how loving and nurturing Scotty McGregor was with the younger cast. It was part of a caption she posted along with an old photo of herself with Catherine on Instagram. Posting up her little memories of an on-screen. She said, that woman, remember how awful the Olsons were? Really, to everyone. They were like the rich merchant family in town.
Looked down at everyone.
Everyone. And Nellie. Oh, rotten.
With those curls.
Yeah.
Right. Remember that? The curly blonde hair? So she was best known for playing Nellie's mom, mean old Harriet Olson, on all nine seasons of Little House on the Prairie. But she did a lot of stage acting, too, so she did go on to do other things. Anyway, rest in peace, Catherine Scotty McGregor.
People are saying Willie Olson,
Willie
the boy?
Was the little boy, huh?
Albert was adopted, someone says.
Yeah, I think the Ingalls adopted him, right?
That way.
Remember when Mary went blind? That was bad.
That's what I remember. And she was a teacher, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the little schoolhouse. Yeah, I barely watched it as a kid. I wasn't into it.
Did you ever read the book, any of you guys?
No.
Mm-mm.
Oh, the book's actually great. For Christmas, they each get a tin.
Coal?
No. and they were freaking stoked. They each got their own tin cup and an orange. And they were talking about how they couldn't believe... how freaking bountiful their Christmas was.
Oh,
like
that
each of the
lovely.
Girls got that. I'm like, oh my God. It was actually a good book. I read it with my kids, and I loved that was, and these people were stoked. Like, you know, the bounty, they each got their own cup. I got my own tin cup with a handle and everything. And it was
a
big deal.
I have a place in this life now.
It was a huge deal.
Wild West sucks, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Little House on the Prairie is an empty house. Just people standing in there. That's it. Oh, damn it. I think I'm out of time. I will tell you, MTV's bringing back Spring Break. They brought back everything else. Jersey
There's
Shore.
No
the
way. With Me Too? Are you kidding me? Yeah,
listen to this. In light of the whole Me Too thing, they're saying, since times are changing and kids are more woke than ever, MTV will concurrently run alternative spring break events for young activists.
Nobody's going to watch that.
No, no one will watch that, but there will
so
be people.
So there won't be beer bongs, bikinis.
Oh, there will be.
No, there
there
will
be on the one
the
on
main
spring
station.
Break, but then there'll be spring break young activists.
Yeah. Oh, so they're going to do both.
Looks like it. Okay. March 19th through the 21st from the Grand Oasis Hotel in Cancun. It'll feature a mix of high-energy performances, surprise celebrity guests, and thousands of young people.
What about, like, their bikini contests and stuff? They're bringing those back?
I'm not sure if that's happening or not. Anyway, there's that. What's going up in the news, Vin?
Me too.
Smoking makes the news. Also, GoFundMe scandals and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you're looking for ways to help out with the wildfires that are happening right now, RadioAlice.com is a great resource. Lots of ways to volunteer, places to make donations, etc. Please go to RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years and the Fall into Savings event now. That's CarlsonSubaru.com. CarlsonSubaru.com. Here's what's happening. I guess I'll begin with the fires. Obviously, that's the big story here in California. The air quality has not
absolutely horrible.
Gotten better at
we
all.
We went for a short walk yesterday just to try to get out and get a little bit of exercise. And it was, my throat just got super raw. And I'm looking around, everyone's got a mask on. I'm like, I'm an idiot. Why don't I have a mask on?
The air quality is bad. In fact, I stopped on the way home to get the car cleaned at the place in San Mateo like.
Mm-hmm.
And then continued down 101. And there's no blue sky.
No.
As I drove home.
Yeah.
That said, many of the missing in the deadly Northern California wildfire are elderly residents of Magalia. Is that how you say it?
I'm not familiar with that area.
Me neither, but apparently it's a retirement community right near Paradise. So it's...
And it burned?
That's right.
Oh, God.
It's a forested town of about 11,000 just north of Paradise, which we know to have been destroyed. They now have almost 500 people combing through the charred remains. There are still 130 people unaccounted for, and the death toll is up to 56.
Oh, my
so,
God.
I know that the air
just
is bad.
Through.
I know we all have, you know, half marathons to train for, but count your blessings today because that is rough. It is rough up there. So that's the latest. I'll bring you more as it comes through, but...
How horrifying.
Right. Speaking of smoke, today is the American Cancer Society's Great American Smokeout.
Mm.
So if you are planning to quit today, I would just like to say to you, you can do this.
You can.
You can do this.
And I think the whole thing is they want you to take one day off and see that you can do it. You know?
Yes, and also as a sort of... United. Maybe you and a coworker can team up and do this together.
Yep.
Whatever. However you're able to get it done. I'll tell you something that was the same way for me with drinking, but I tried to quit smoking 50 times.
Yeah, oh my God, at least.
I'm done with this.
Right.
Forget it. And then sure enough, I'm over on the side yard putting cigarettes back together and I know what it's like. I know that feeling, and I still pulled it off, and you can pull this off, too. You just never stop trying to stop. Just keep right. going. That's it. No, do stop.
Do stop, right?
Do stop.
Never stop, never stop stopping.
Right. You can do this.
You can do it!
You can do it.
Oh, you know, on Tuesday... I had told you that I had some errands to run or I was doing whatever. And you said, did you get stuck in that pileup? So, and I did. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even know at the time what it was. So the follow-up to that story now is there was an accident on Highway 1 in Santa Cruz. It was involving a runaway big rig and 21 vehicles.
Yikes.
Oh, my God.
Now they're saying the CHP... they are saying that big rig should have never been on the road. Not
really?
Only was it not registered with the DMV.
Oh, my God.
It appears it was over the legal limit in weight and had faulty brakes that contributed to the crash that injured 11 people and left 3 people in critical condition. It's not registered for highway use.
Oh,
is
my gosh.
It's a part of a company? Like, that company is about to go out of business.
Right. So the J. Villis Trucking Company is based out of a home in East San Jose.
Wow.
So this is a company, but probably not quite the way we envision companies.
Corporation, yeah.
I hope they're carrying some major insurance.
Plenty how of, old it was, like a 1990. I don't know if it's a Peterbilt or whatever.
Yeah, I've got a 1990 Peterbilt, 18-wheeler.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
They say they started investigating this before they even cleared the wreckage. They found that the driver, 28-year-old Hector Castaneda, received minor injuries. They say he had the class driver's license needed to operate the rig, but the rig was in no condition to be on the road. Mm. So.
Oh, my God.
And you hate to hear about that.
Oh, it's awful.
And they even have a record of this particular truck company having their trucks pulled from service and not passing the checks.
So this was 100% preventable.
Well, it's like that DUI where someone says, how does that guy still have a license? Mm. He doesn't. He doesn't have a license. That's how he's gotten his 8 DUIs. He continues to get in the car. And, you know, who's there to stop him? So I'm sure that's what's going on there, right?
I guess. That's just awful.
So that's the latest on that story. Hate to hear that because I think there are a lot of truckers who are running their own private business and they get the goods to market.
That's right.
Every day. And we see them on the road and we think, oh, I can't see past you. You're like a brick wall.
Right.
But the all the stuff you went and bought that day
that's
got
where
there.
It came from.
That's how it got there.
Well, and those are people who, you know, they... Yeah, I like to think of truckers as being dudes who are hyper aware of, you know, you think you're dealing with traffic. They're dealing with, like, someone stops short in front of a truck. Like, that truck takes them 3 times as long to stop.
It's absolutely.
It's, you know, give truckers give them a wave. Give them a little hand out the window and pull on the thing, you know. Like, you get them to beep. Remember when you were a kid and stand on the side of the road and just get to try to get a truck to beep at you.
But a lot of those guys, right.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
A lot of those guys are running their private businesses as well.
Right.
And that's how they do it. They stay out there on the road.
Well, listen, truckers, you got to operate within all there's a lot of rules for truckers, including how long you can drive for, and everything's got to be up to date. And
I don't think you're allowed to eat meth either.
Yeah, no meth. You know, pull over and take a nap.
That meth cereal you've been eating, that's not legal.
It's not good. Crunchy, but not legal.
Right. This story, I saw it this morning, and it hurt my heart a little.
Oh, no.
Because I'm a sucker.
Uh-oh.
I fall for this stuff all the time.
What is
now,
it?
Now, I didn't give to the GoFundMe page because I have other charities that I give to, and I don't do these private funds usually.
Right.
This story made the news and was big. A New Jersey couple and a homeless man have found themselves in a GoFundMe controversy and are accused of making up the story that brought in $400,000 and donations from around America.
Merca.
They also, I believe, made appearances on the Today Show and others.
Uh-huh. You're kidding me.
Yeah, they were all over
the complaint
this.
Against them. Says the 3 people conspired with one another to make up a false story, excuse me, in order to raise $400,000. Investigators are saying the 3 deliberately prevented this is the charge. It's worded so ridiculously. They prevented the GoFundMe campaign from gaining information that would affect the judgment of people who paid them. Okay, so they lied, basically. That's the charge. But right now, they've got the couple...
What was the original premise for the story?
The 3 initially gained fame in 2017. The couple claimed this man, let me get his first name, darn it, Johnny Bobbitt.
He's a homeless guy.
The homeless guy. He was a vet. He used his last $20 to help this woman get gas when her car ran out on the I-95 in Philly. Then the woman and her boyfriend or husband, I don't know how they framed their relationship, but they launched a GoFundMe page to raise money for Bobbitt, who was a vet down on his luck, who'd had some drug problems but was getting sober. And then
gave them $20. I mean, and out of, you know, for someone who's got drug problems to hand you their last 20 bucks.
Last 20 to help her get off the highway. She was alone. It was dark. He helped her.
Mm. That's nice. That's a very nice story.
At first, the account led to appearances for Bobbitt and McClure on national TV, and then it turned into a dispute over the money. Now, this story broke as the man, the vet, had said, "These people are spending my money."
Yeah.
And he brought a lawsuit against them.
Giving him an allowance.
Right. And that's the story as it was being put out then, is this guy's not getting his money. So then the couple says, "He's not sober.
He's a drug addict.
We were doing everything we could. We just didn't want to give him the money. He wasn't going to." And so now you're like, oh, geez, this situation. What is it? No good deed goes unpunished. Sure enough, now they're caught up in a scam. And then they start looking deeper and they're like, these people have been on vacations.
Yeah.
They bought stuff.
Cars.
Like, they were living it up.
On the 400
on the money,
grand
right.
that was donated to this man. Mm-hmm.
Bobbitt accused the couple, that's the Johnny Bobbitt is the homeless man, accused the couple of dipping into the funds and using them as a personal piggy bank to bankroll a lifestyle they couldn't afford. So he sued them over mismanagement of funds. So one guy breaks off from the scam, apparently. I don't know if they were cutting him out.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his way to get back.
But they're saying that the initial thing was totally
all
untrue.
All three of them together in it.
Planned
together.
It.
Right.
Bless you.
The couple had initially denied any wrongdoing, saying this guy had spent $25,000 in less than 2 weeks last year on drugs. And they didn't want him to blow through the money that they'd generously raised on his behalf. Now all three of them are in trouble. The couple turned themselves in.
Drugs, you spend 25 grand on in 2 weeks.
Well, I think
coke.
You invite a bunch of friends.
That's so much coke. That's a mountain. I mean, I don't even know if you could do that much.
Well, if you're smoking it, maybe you can.
Yes, maybe. We're dealing it.
You know how stuff goes, though. Parties.
Everybody's
things
like,
out of
come
hand.
On.
You start wasting it.
This guy's bankrolling other parties.
Yeah. You get a $25 bindle, no one loses one kernel of coke. But you get a giant 8-ball, and that's just flying all over the place.
Ha-choo!
Right.
Oh, well. We'll lick the floor later if we get desperate.
Right. Well, you don't think you're going to get desperate till 4 in the morning. Then you're like, where'd all the stuff go?
How'd we get on the coke?
Let me get on the carpet. Hold on.
I think I can sell my belt. This might be gold. Is this gold?
Looks like gold. Let's go try it.
Hang on. Let me pull this tooth out.
Oh, God.
Anyway, we're laughing at drug addiction. Not funny.
Hilarious.
It looks like the couple have turned themselves in. Charges haven't been filed or as of yet, but the man is on the run, the vet.
Oh.
I'll bring you more info as I get it.
If they just didn't squabble over the money, then they all would have been safe with their $400,000 of ill-gotten gains.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
People and their squabbles.
Well, you know how that goes.
Greed. It's a real thing.
There's $400,000 here, but once you start spending it, there's not $400,000 anymore. And
just keeps,
you know,
keep putting a minus sign.
Right. Well, we got three cars. But I always wanted a Corvette.
Let's get that too.
Jesus.
And all of a sudden, IRS.
Right.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Unreal.
So, beards.
Oh, beards, yes.
People love them.
Do they?
Men with facial hair are more attractive than men without, according to a survey of 8,500 women.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I like a clean shave.
Here are the results. Heavy stubble, like 10 days worth so far or so, is the most attractive.
I actually do like that look. Like on vacation, John doesn't shave the whole week and mm-hmm. he looks kind of rugged.
Yeah.
The end of it, I like that.
Full beard comes in second.
boy.
Light stubble, I guess, which is what I'm working now. I
yeah,
got
you got
two
some
or
light,
3 days.
Light stubble on
two,
there.
I was looking. I just looked over at Hooman. Hooman, how long has it been since you shaved?
4 hours.
No, I shave like probably every 3 days.
Yeah. Let me see what you got
it's
going
on. Good.
Right now.
Yeah, that's a good look.
Yeah, you look good. Your birthday.
Thanks
happy
so
birthday.
Clean so shaven is ranked lowest in terms of looks on the list.
I guess those guys will be left over for me.
For attractive.
Usually likes just a plain mustache,
I like
right?
a mustache, yes.
No beard stuff, just
yeah,
a mustache.
Yeah, John will sport a goatee
once in
sometimes.
A while, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even know what he has going on right now.
It doesn't bother you when you guys make out, though?
When it does bother me, I do have a tendency to grab his face and put my mouth. I put my hands around his
hair.
Hairy parts. And then
when the hair
there.
Is long
oh,
enough,
boy,
it's not a problem.
I put my mouth right here.
It looked like you were kissing somewhere else.
It's all the same, Ben.
Nice, Susie.
Man, he has bad breath. It shouldn't all be the same.
She covers up her face. She covers up her face and just has her mouth showing, and he just puts whatever he wants there.
It's all the same.
It's the glory hole effect.
Oh, I've just got my mouth right here. Just got, my eyes are black. Go ahead. Do whatever you want to do. Eat it.
Eat it.
Eat it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I think we just peaked.
Oh, yeah,
Morgan.
Happy birthday, Hooman.
Oh,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hooman.
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 Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Oh, my God, that's loud. Jesus.
408 is says, happy birthday, Hooman. Yeah.
Right. Happy Hooday.
All the way from Morgan Hill. All
right.
We took more pictures. I think he's busy pimping them out right now.
Oh, is it up yet, or are you still working?
I'll have it up right after the commercial break in the 7 o'clock hour.
Thank you, Hooman. Good job.
Nobody Instagrams like Hooman.
Nobody.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
What was Pop's greatest year?
Pop's
greatest year.
It had to have happened. Well, if it's not happening right now, then it's happening. It happened in the 80s.
We'll find out what Rolling Stone says right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.